Muslim, Jewish and disabled communities say government silence on hate speech laws is allowing misinformation to flourish. Now, the Justice Minister, Chris Barfoy, he's gone to ground since announcing his plans last month, repeatedly turning down RNZ's interview requests. Minority groups say the Minister needs to speak up on these proposed laws. Here's our political reporter, Annika Smith.
The government's hate speech plan is supposed to spread harmony, but the very communities at risk say it's not off to a good start.
I know they're saying that the purpose of these laws is to enhance social cohesion. I think what we're seeing right now is actually the opposite, if anything. It's causing a lot of division.
That's Juliet Moses from the New Zealand Jewish Council.
Unfortunate that when the actual proposed reforms came out, there was some confusion amongst the leaders in the government who were talking about it, that they didn't seem to quite have come to grips themselves with what the proposals might entail and how they might be applied.
The proposals were announced on June the 25th. Since then, Chris Farfoy has granted just three media interviews, one of them a sit-down with News Hub Nation, where he only confused the matter more. RNZ has repeatedly requested its own interview with the minister to discuss his plans and the community's concerns. A specific invite was extended to speak at any time over Parliament's three-week recess. He declined. A spokesperson said he did not have time. The disability rights activist and lawyer, Dr. Huhana Hickey, says it's not good enough.
I think they need to be very clear of the points they want to make when they are in interviews, but you don't disappear and not be available to the public either, because misconceptions happen. People get that as a meaning to say, oh, he's afraid, he's running away. You know, they don't want to engage. They just want to stop speech, free speech. And that's when all the rumours start, all the toxic conversations start.
The president of the Waitakere Indian Association, Sunil Kaushal, agrees. He wants answers from the minister.
Put it this way, if you were in a corporate environment, your head would roll if you didn't front up. You're accountable to the people. They are accountable to us. So if you don't turn up, where is the accountability? Where is the transparency?
The vacuum has given the opposition oxygen too, and an opportunity to fan all sorts of fears. National has even questioned whether it could be made criminal to call a middle-aged woman a Karen. Its justice spokesperson, Simon Bridges, says the party acknowledges the current law surrounding hate speech needs to be improved. But he says the government doesn't appear to understand its own plans and won't answer to fair criticism.
It's an arrogance. It's a sense that actually we're going to kind of do this. We've got the numbers in Parliament. We don't need to listen to valid complaints and criticism of this law. That in the end is deeply worrying, I think.
The government's proposal is currently out for consultation until August the 6th. RNZ's offer to speak with Mr. Farfoy remains open.
Now we can extend that again to Chris Farfoy, if you're listening. Come on and have a chat about it.